Hi there, welcome to English for You. This is Pat.
And this is Christopher.
Today we're looking at our TOEIC box for this month, and it's talking about bank accounts and saving. So, Chris, when did you start saving your own money and looking after your own finances?
I would say I was either 12 or 13 years old when I opened my first account.
Wow, that's,
bank account.
That's really young. That's younger than me.
Really?
How old were you? I was maybe 15.
15.
Yeah, when my mum helped us open our first accounts. I don't think we ever... We had a post office savings account when we were a lot younger, though.
Oh, see, I had a job babysitting when I was 12 to 13, and I got my first job, it was a summer job, at age 14.
Okay.
So I was getting an income when I was young, so I needed an account to put the money.
That makes sense. Okay, in this article, we're going to meet a guy called David who wants to open up a bank account. So let's start today's article.
Reading. Opening a business bank account.
So, Mr. Lister, what can I do for you today?
My partners and I have recently started a new business. So we need a new account for our company to use.
First of all, do you have your certificate of incorporation proving that your business is real?
Yes, I've got that right here. I also have my ID card and stamp.
Great! Now, you also mentioned that you have company partners.
That's right. There are five of us in total.
In that case, can you give me a partnership agreement containing the names of all the partners?
I have that here, too.
Excellent. If you could just fill out these forms, I'll make copies of your paperwork.
I have a question. What is the minimum deposit required for opening a business checking account?
We ask for a deposit of at least 1,000 NT dollars.
That's fine. I'm going to deposit more than that anyway.
Here are your original copies. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes. My partners and I have agreed that we need to apply for a business loan.
You'll need to speak to our loan officer about that. I'll schedule an appointment for you.
All right. Our TOEIC box begins with a woman named Christine who is speaking with David. She says, "So, Mr. Lister, what can I do for you today?"
Okay, and Mr. Lister, whose first name is obviously David, replies, "My partners and I have recently started a new business. So, we need a new account for our company to use." Okay, so him and his friends, they've got a business, they want an account. They don't want to use their personal account. They want a special account that's just for the business, okay? And his partners are the people who he works with.
Christine asks him another question. She says, "First of all, do you have your certificate of incorporation proving that your business is real?" A certificate of incorporation is a legal document that says your company or corporation is legal and follows the rules set by the government.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess the government has to approve all these kind of businesses to say, yes, you're a real business, you can do business.
That's right. They also do it so that they can tax you.
Of course. Mm. Yes, the government likes that. Yes. Okay, so this is something you must need to start a business, and David has one. He says, "Yes, I've got that right here. I also have my ID card and stamp." Okay, so ID card is just your identification card, shows who you are, where you live, where you're from. And stamp, in this case, is what he uses to stamp his name to prove that it's him.
Okay, I thought at first it might have been a stamp that he had received from some government official.
It could be that, actually. It could. We use stamp for, like, a stamped piece of paper. Mm-hmm. So it's been, you say, it's been stamped. But I think here he's referring to the thing that he can use to prove that it's him, like his signature thing.
All right, Christine says, great. Now, you also mentioned that you have company partners. Now, the word mention is a verb, and it means to refer to something, and usually briefly. And here's an example sentence for mention. The teacher mentioned our class trip today, but said she'd tell us more details about it tomorrow. So in the sentence, the teacher mentions the trip, which is stating, talking about the trip briefly. So she doesn't give details. It's just kind of a reference point.
Yeah, she probably said, okay, we've got a class trip coming up, but I'm going to talk about that tomorrow and give you the details.
Right.
Maybe they didn't have time to talk about it more. Okay, so David says, yes, that's right. Okay, says, that's right. There are five of us in total. And this phrase, in total, is the whole number of something or the whole amount of something. For example, in total, there are approximately 1,300 students at my school.
That's not very many, I don't think.
I wrote that sentence. That was true of the school I went to between the ages of 11 and 17.
Wow, the school that I went to between those ages had 2,500 students. So
in total?
In total.
Yeah.
So they decided to separate us, and mm-hmm. then the number of students at the three high schools became maybe 1,300 in total.
Okay. So Christine then goes on, she says, in that case, can you give me a partnership agreement containing the names of all the partners? Okay, a partnership agreement, this is another legal document, like the one we mentioned earlier, the certificate of incorporation. And this is kind of the contract between the different partners. And it will say who they are, how many people, how they will work together, and it'll talk about what each one will do, how much each person is putting into the business, and how they will share their profits and also their losses. So it's kind of like a contract, similar to one you might get when you start a job or rent a house.
Right. Yes, and it's important to notice that we talked about profits and losses. Profits is the money that you earn, and
mm-hmm.
it's a plus, and losses is the money that you, well, lose.
Yeah.
So it's a negative. You don't want to lose money, but
yeah.
you want to get money.
Exactly, and a group of partners would have to agree how they're going to share it. For example, if Chris and I went into a business, we said, okay, we'll split all the profits and losses 50-50, half each, straight down the middle.
That sounds like a good plan.
It's pretty fair.
David says, I have that here too. And then Christine says, excellent. If you could just fill out these forms, I'll make copies of your paperwork. Okay, paperwork, it's one word. It's paper, P-A-P-E-R, and work, W-O-R-K, but as one word, paperwork. Written work is what paperwork is, and it's like forms or reports that are a necessary part of many jobs.
Hmm.
So if you work in a doctor's office, you mm-hmm. might have to deal with paperwork all day. So patients would come in and fill out paperwork and give it to the nurse or the doctors.
Mm. And the nurses and doctors will also have to do paperwork. They
yeah.
will need to write reports about the patient, write letters to other doctors about the patient, all sorts of stuff. Everybody has to do paperwork.
Yes, everybody. Here's our example sentence for paperwork. I'm still going through the paperwork to apply for my working holiday visa. I'm still going through the paperwork to apply for my working holiday visa. So they're filling out the application so that they can go abroad.
Yep. You just mentioned the phrasal verb fill out, okay?
That's right.
And if you fill out something, it's almost always going to be a form, okay? And to fill out is to complete this form by writing in the blank spaces. For example, name, date, and all the information. It could just be a load of empty boxes, and you have to fill in those boxes with the correct information. And that's called filling out a form, okay? For example, you have to fill out immigration forms when you land in a foreign country, which is absolutely true. It's also today's shortcut for you, so we're going to cut away and listen to that recording.
Shortcut for you.
Okay,
I got the paperwork from the doctor.
What do you need to do with that?
I have to fill out all of this. Look at it. It's huge.
Who's Phil? Is he your friend? And he went out somewhere?
To fill out means to complete a form by writing in the blank spaces.
I get it. Fill out means 填写.
Yes. He wants me to fill out every one of these pages. Is he crazy? This thing is as big as a dictionary.
I can't believe you have to fill out all of that.
You know what? I'm just going to fill out what I want to fill out.
Which doctor is this again?
Dr. Phil.
Okay, welcome back. We've just heard the recording about fill out, okay? And so David now has to fill out these forms. But before he starts, he has a question. He actually says, I have a question. What is the minimum deposit required for opening a business checking account?
Ooh.
Okay, we've got a couple of things to look at here. And the first one is the word deposit, D-E-P-O-S-I-T. And a deposit can be a verb to deposit something, but in this case, it's a noun, okay? And the exact meaning is the money that you place in a bank account. And a verb's used in the, for the same thing. I'm going to deposit some money in a bank account. And the money you put in is also called a deposit. And that's what he's talking about here. Now, deposit can also be used to talk about the money you give as security if you rent a house. For example, you often have to pay a deposit of 1 or 2 months' rent when you rent a house. Okay, so that's the other meaning of the word deposit as a noun. Here, we're just talking about money.
Right. Now, the other word we heard was checking account. Now, this is an account at a bank for quick access to money. Now, we're not talking about a savings account. A savings account is when you put in money to save it for a long time, and usually it gets some kind of interest, which
That's
is
right.
like money that is added yearly or monthly. But a checking account is just the money you put in the bank, and that's usually the one you go to the ATM to withdraw money out. From. It's usually the checking account.
Yeah. In the UK, we call this a current account, but it's exactly the same thing. It's the one where your employer would put the money when you get paid and you take out when you use your ATM card or you use just a deposit card in a supermarket.
Now, you said it's called a current account?
Yes, we call it a current account.
I like that because it sounds like your current balance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the one you use. It's the money you have right now, not savings, not credit from a credit card account. It's your current account.
Nice.
Okay, an example sentence for checking account, which is, I don't have much money in my checking account right now.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Someone's in trouble.
All right, Christine says, we ask for a deposit of at least 1,000 NT dollars. Now, remember, we said deposit is the money required to open a bank account or put in a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So she's asking him for the deposit of 1,000 so that they can create this account.
Exactly. And David says, that's fine. I'm going to deposit more than that anyway. So in that sentence, we see deposit used as a verb.
That's right. Christine says, here are your original copies. Is there anything else I can help you with? Now, original is an adjective, and it's something that came first, from which copies are made. So when she says, I have your original copies, she's saying, I have the original paperwork, the word we learned earlier, paperwork, and I will give that to you.
Yeah, so
and then the bank will keep the copy.
Yeah, so that's his original partnership agreement, his certificate of incorporation, ID card. Those are the originals.
Right. And here's our example sentence. The original copy of the Mona Lisa is kept on display in the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Mm-hmm. You've seen that, right?
Yes, I have seen the Louvre. I've seen the Louvre, and I've seen the Mona Lisa.
That's cool.
It's kind of small.
I'm very jealous. It's really small, is it?
Yeah, it's not
You
very
imagine
large.
It as being big.
Yeah, you would, but it's actually one of the smaller pieces in the museum.
That's interesting. Okay, let's carry on with the article. David says, yes, my partners and I have agreed that we need to apply for a business loan. OK, Okay, so here, loan, L-O-A-N, loan is a noun. And loan is some money that you get given, in this case by a bank, but it could be from your parents or somebody else. And on the condition that the money will be returned, it will be given back to the bank sometime in the future with interest, a word Chris mentioned earlier. So extra money. So you could take out a loan of 10,000, but by the time you pay that back, the money might have gone up to maybe 11,000 through interest.
That's right. I know for me, I got a loan through the United States government to pay for my college education.
Of course, yes.
The loan is quite high. And then the interest, is about in a year, maybe like $100,
okay,
which is like 3,000 NT.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
So here's an example sentence with loan. My father took out a loan so he could open his own coffee shop. So again, that's using loan as a noun. Loan can also be used as a verb, like I will loan you $1,000 until the end of the week.
That's right. Or you could loan someone a pen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christine says, you'll need to speak to our loan officer about that. So this is the person in charge of loans.
Mm-hmm.
I'll schedule an appointment for you. Loan officer, as I explained, is like a bank staff who deals with giving and payment of loans. And she uses the word schedule, which is a verb. It means to plan something for a date in the future. Here's an example sentence. I scheduled an appointment with my doctor for Friday morning.
Okay. Quick note, if you hear people from the UK speak, we will often say schedule instead of schedule.
That's right.
Okay. They're both correct. It's just a difference in our different accents, our regional accents. So sometimes if you hear the word schedule, that's just a UK person saying schedule.
I know it threw me off the first time I heard it. I was like, schedule?
Yeah.
Schedule.
Okay, so that's the end of the discussion. David will obviously deal with the loan officer to get his loan sorted. So we're going to move on now to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
All right, here's our For You chat question for today's TOEIC Box article. Do you have your own bank account? And how often do you use it?
Well, I mean, of course, we have our own bank accounts. We are adults and we need them to deal with all the money we have and the money we make, or in Chris's case, money he doesn't have.
The money that he has to spend.
Yes. And how often do I use it? I would probably say I use the ATM maybe once every 10 days or so. I tend to take out like more than I need at a time and then use that up because of the interest and the charge when you use an ATM.
I go to the ATM way more frequently than I need to.
Mm-hmm.
I should withdraw a larger sum from maybe my bank's ATM instead of the ones in 7-Eleven or any of the convenience stores because they charge a 5 NT
extra
service fee.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want that.
And that adds up. It's a small fee, but over years it could add up.
Especially if you're using it two or three times a week instead of just once a week.
Yeah, I should definitely start withdrawing a larger sum, like I said. But I probably go to the ATM at least once a week.
Okay. Well, that's the end of our article today, but there is another day for this TOEIC box, so join us tomorrow and we'll carry on reading about it. Bye-bye for now.
Opening a business bank account.
So, Mr. Lister, what can I do for you today?
My partners and I have recently started a new business, so we need a new account for our company to use.
First of all, do you have your certificate of incorporation proving that your business is real?
Yes, I've got that right here. I also have my ID card and stamp.
Great! Now, you also mentioned that you have company partners.
That's right. There are 5 of us in total.
In that case, can you give me a partnership agreement containing the names of all the partners?
I have that here, too.
Excellent. If you could just fill out these forms, I'll make copies of your paperwork.
I have a question. What is the minimum deposit required for for opening a business checking account.
We ask for a deposit of at least 1,000 NT dollars.
That's fine. I'm going to deposit more than that anyway.
Here are your original copies. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes. My partners and I have agreed that we need to apply for a business loan.
You'll need to speak to our loan officer about that. I'll schedule an appointment for you.
Vocabulary Review.
Mention. At the end of class, the teacher mentioned something about the exam. In total. There are, in total, 520 boys and girls in the school this year. Deposit. I made a deposit at the bank after receiving my monthly pay. Original. The original Happy Birthday song was written about 100 years ago. Loan. John didn't have enough money to buy a house, so he took out a loan from the bank. Schedule. Kyle's tooth was hurting, so he scheduled an appointment with his dentist.